Welcome to Perek Zayin of Shir HaShirim. It's time for Nach. The end of the sixth Perek mentioned, Golas mentioned the era of the second Beis HaMikdash. Rashi, right at the end of that Perek, in Pasuk Yud Beis, talks about the dispute during that era, the second Beis HaMikdash. Do we accept the Roman offer of Eretz Yisrael being under the dominion of Rome? That's what the rabbis wanted to do, given that there was religious freedom, you know, undisturbed. Or do they rebel? Do they rebel? The rabbis wanted to accept the offer. Those who were all for, at the time, nationalism, independence, above, I guess, even peace, they forced through a rebellion against Rome. And of course, we paid a heavy price for that. It's an important point that Rashi makes over there, important historical point. Either way, we're now in the seventh parak. The nations tried to dissuade us from following Hashem. That's what they tried. But Klai Yisrael acknowledged that they can't grant them anything that will equate to the gains of following Hashem. In other words, what are the nations going to offer us that can be equal in any way to properly following Hashem? Hashem blesses us with generations, offspring, kids who will be safeguarded from transgressing the Torah. The Kohen Gadol we talked about over here and the king, they form a partnership together, dealing with the mundane affairs and the spiritual issues of Klal Yisrael. The nations deep down respect our wisdom. If we're acting properly as we should, they'll respect us, they'll look up to us. We also have a mention of the tefillin over here, according to Rashi and Pasuk Vav. The tefillin are our pe'er, that our glory, you know, they, the roch ala amei aretz, kishem Hashem nikra aleichem, zu tefillin sharosh, that when other nations see that Hashem is upon us, the psukim say, that is referring to the head tefillin. Yeah, they see a sudden spiritual resonance that we reflect. Klal Yisrael are devoted to Hashem. They sanctify his name in this world. They forge a closer connection with him. The pride and glory of us are the shuls, the Batei Medrash, the location where bracha and shechina is there. Rashi says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, based on the Gemara in Erevin, and Klal Yisrael have great rewards ultimately for their good deeds. That's the end of Perek Zayin.